Boys, this is not a game. You got to be ready for anything.
Be ready for anything.
Just do whatever you want with me. I'm ready for anything.
They're ready for you.
Ready for takeoff.
You mean this would be your first contact with show business?
Yes, this is going to be wild.
Great, let's hear it.
Wait, what are we talking about again?
Yeah, what are we talking about again? You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning, 6:11 up and Adam, 38 degrees, clear skies. Welcome to another great day, Tuesday, which means another chance at $1,000. Thursday, another chance at $10,000 with Moodle the Cash Cow. So we want to hook you up with some money, Patty.
Right on, Rick.
All right, great way to start your day. We're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems coming up in just a bit. Nashville news. Mm-hmm. And just dig in. Grab that Red Bull. Grab that coffee. And it is that time of year, so your pumpkin spice as well. We can allow that. And even getting closer to eggnog.
Somebody's got some Starbucks in the break room right now.
I know. They've got it. They're ready to go. So let's get going for you. Get your day started. Rick and Patty, good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Get ready, Tri-Cities. It's the Pet Overpopulation Prevention Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Come meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day, local food vendors, pet-friendly shopping, and even a pet dress-up contest where the winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Don't miss your chance to bring home your new best friend and enjoy a fun-filled day for the entire family. The Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, October 18th at McCurley Subaru. Supported by McCurley Subaru, ASPCA. Committed to pets, families, and our community. 24, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now, 38 degrees. Going to be a nice day for you. 75 degrees.
Nice.
And going to be enjoying that weather for you. Over the next couple days, going to be in the mid-70s and lows at night in the 40s. So just nice days ahead for us. And a chance at $1,000. Move to the cash cow coming back. 820, Patty.
Cool, Rick.
I know. And then Thursday, we'll give you a chance at $10,000.
Sweet.
Facebook fun to get the day started. What's I thought that? Since we're close to Halloween, why not have some Halloween questions? And here you go. Are you a stay home and hand out candy person, or are you go to a party person? So we're curious about that there. You can chime in on it. And
I'll be honest, it's been a while for both of those. I don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters at my home anymore.
Yeah, we don't either. So and when we first moved here, we got a ton, and now it seems to have really tapered off. We're lucky if we get one trick-or-treater. My drives my wife nuts because she's like, just turn off the lights. I buy a little bag of Reese's because we don't get that many. So I have a little bag of Reese's.
My husband goes all out. He gets all the good stuff.
Oh, good for him.
So it's an excuse for him to dip in, you know.
Yeah, that's where Megan
is. That how it is for most of us?
We don't need that candy around. I'm like, a little bag, and she's like, just turn the lights off. Act like you're not home. Like, wow, what a bah humbug grinchy person. So stay home or hand out candy. I'm kind of a stay home, hand out candy. Yes, I've gone to parties in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I've dressed up in the past. Have you dressed up in the past?
Yes. You know what? When I worked at this radio station in California, we'd go all out. Like year we were the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. We had fun with it.
Yeah. One morning show that I did up in Yakima, we were the band Perry.
Oh,
so
cool.
Michelle was Kimberly Perry, and then Cephas was one of the guys, and I was one of the guys. So we had, and she had it, man. You should see that. And we mocked up the photo exactly like their album cover.
Oh, very cool.
And it looked like, yeah. like man, we could have been the band Perry. So if you're having fun, we want to know. Halloween, stay home, hand out candy, go to a party. Craziest costume you think you ever wore there? Or favorite costume?
I got to go with the Kardashians. I was Kim Kardashian. Because, that was a big stretch.
That's totally you.
That was a big stretch. I had a butt pad put in.
I've been a vampire before. I've been Zorro. I like superheroes. So
yeah.
I've been Shazam. My very first costume ever, when I was like 7 years old, I was really into cowboys and Indians. So I was an Indian.
Really?
I thought I was the coolest
man,
thing.
Man, I can just remember going way back in the day, those masks that you'd have to put on in the head.
Yeah,
like
they
were
horrible.
Yeah. Oh, terrible. Yeah. And your face was sweating.
Terrible. When you're on Facebook and they show creepy photos of kids in class in kindergarten or first grade with those weird masks, it's hilarious.
I'm Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Oh, my gosh.
With my mask and a sheet over you, you know, really.
So there you go. That'll be the Facebook fun. Chime in it. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
You're listening listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
7 KORD. The station giving you a chance at $1,000. That first code dropping this morning at 8:20. Time for some Nashville news with Patty.
Let's get into it. It's James Taylor who will be making his Grand Ole Opry debut next month. The singer-songwriter is going to be performing at the Nashville venue on Tuesday, November 11th. It's part of the Opry's 100th anniversary celebration. Opry executive producer Dan Rogers says to have one of the very best ever with us to celebrate 100 years is amazing to so many of us. Well, James Taylor might not be a country star. He has collaborated with several over the years, including Chris Stapleton, Vince Gill, and Alison Krauss, just to name a few. Taylor Swift is making history. She is the first female artist to surpass 100 million album sales. The Recording Industry Association of America announced her achievement with a post on Instagram. Taylor has over 105 million albums sold to date. Now, the only other artists to have achieved this feat are the Beatles, Garth Brooks, Elvis, the Eagles, and Led Zeppelin. CBS says that Jason Aldean, Lainey Wilson, and Bailey Zimmerman will be performing in Nashville on New Year's Eve. More acts will be announced soon for the New Year's Eve Live Nashville's Big Bash. Meanwhile, the Tennessean says that Jason Aldean, we can look forward to this, launching a collection of his chart-topping songs titled 30 Number One Hits. You can look forward to that. And finally, we've got Blake Shelton talking about getting pranked by one Brad Paisley.
I got pranked by Brad Paisley, who came on my bus one time to say hi. We were doing a show together, and I didn't realize it, but he had one of those air fresheners that you stick on the wall, but he had taken the air freshener out, and he had put raw chicken inside it, and he stuck it up underneath the table of my tour bus, and for weeks, we couldn't figure out what had died on the bus, and then finally one day we found it. I hate you, Brad.
I would hate that, too.
Can you think about
all... No. I mean, yeah. You know, you often hear about, like, fish and whatever, but I don't know. Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
It's 50, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. 38 degrees, clear skies. Today's high near 75 with a chance at $1,000 on the way with the cash cow a little bit after 8 o'clock. Now, if you got the KORD mobile app, you can pop that bad boy open because there's plenty of articles you can check out there. Yesterday, your article yesterday you wrote about Kennewick police cracking down on people cutting through the parking lot.
That begins today, people.
So here's the deal. Hmm. Yesterday, everybody was backed up right there at Fruitland with the train going through.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, I wonder how many people are cutting through the parking lot to get out of the train situation. So KPD's cutting down or tracking these folks that are cutting through parking lots.
Yeah, and if you're caught doing it, you could be fined $250.
Yeah. Well, I've
never done it. I've thought about it.
I do it.
Do you?
Of course I do.
I've thought about it.
Of course
it
I
often.
Do. It just depends. Interesting over here in Pasco, just so you know, when you talk about cutting through the parking lot. So the problem with cutting through the Safeway parking lot in Pasco on 20th is all the speed bumps that they've got. So it's like, yeah, you know, you're like, okay, I can wait for this light or I can go through the parking lot. The hilarity over there, they got nothing but speed bumps.
Well, I like there's the rental place up on Court and there's a light. And I'm always like pressed for time, and I think, should I go through? Yeah. I never do
you
it.
You never do.
I don't.
Well,
I Kennewick, think about it.
Yeah, Kennewick police are going to be cutting down on it. What are they going to be? Okay, I will ask this question.
What?
KPD, call in if you want to call in and tell us. You're going to be sitting there? How are you going to see this? I mean, only when you see it, like, who's going to be sitting there at a parking lot waiting for somebody to cut through, I guess. Right? How does that work, guys?
I don't know.
Just curious. KPD, let us know. Give us a call. Tell me how it's going to work there. Because there are so many times when I'm like, I wish there was a cop around. When I see something, when I do see an infraction, I'm like, where's the cop? So it's like, yeah, what are the odds? How many tickets are you going to want?
You know what? I think that every morning on my way in, as I'm going 60, which is the speed limit on 240, and people are going 90, passing me on both. You know, in the left lane and the other right. I'm going 60 in the middle. And I'm like, hey,
Yeah, exactly.
Where are you, police? Yeah,
but the minute that I'm doing 65 out there,
right there,
he's sitting right on the side of the road on that little pathway that they got. All right, so Kennewick cracking down on the parking lot drive-through. Also, if you want to read my article about the Seattle-Washington parking that's gotten outrageous there, you can read that, too. So
I can relate to that. How much?
$120 was the height when was over the weekend with the Mariners and the Seahawks playing.
Well, you'll pay it, though, if you don't want to walk it, you know.
We'll pay it. Yeah, and I made the joke in the article. I make my wife hoof it for miles because I'm like, I'm not paying this. We went to see Chris Stapleton, and she's like, oh, and I'm like, no, we're parking. You know, we parked, and like you did, you took the transit, which is the best way to go.
Yeah, is the best way to go. But even then, you have to walk to the stadium, and you know, my hip. Oh, I got a hip replacement.
There you go.
Jeff.
Sound like you're 80, Jeff.
I don't know.
All right, those articles and more posted for you right now on the station mobile app. Go check them out.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
KORD. All right, we're going to give you a chance at $1,000 coming up at 8:20. Super excited because the cash cow is going to be giving you some money. $10,000 on Thursday, Patty.
I like that.
I'm super excited.
He doesn't want $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000.
I mean.
So we've often been asked, like, how do you play the game and how do you play the contest? So easy. Do you want to describe it or do you want me to describe it?
So when we give the code, you open up your KORD mobile app. If you don't have the app, if you're still old school, and there's nothing wrong with that, you can still go to the website and you scroll down to the, you know, the correlating date and you enter the code.
Yeah, exactly. It was the same way when I was out broadcasting live at US Sailor. Someone had gotten signed up for Eric Church tickets and I'm like, okay, you have to go down to the middle of the page because if you open up the top of the page, it's not right at the top. You got to scroll down a little bit.
Yeah, scroll down to the date. I will say that people are actually, and you don't want to do this, but And I will chime in at times and go, this is the app chat feature.
Right.
You don't want to put it there. You want to.
Exactly. And you'll see it right there in the middle. When you pop it open, it's going to be right in the middle of the app. You're going to see the main article, like whatever we're writing about today. And then right below it, you're going to see Listen Live, Win Cash. There's the app chat thing right there.
Yeah.
But you want to go into the Win Cash little icon.
Yeah, you want to hit Win Cash and then scroll down to the date.
And the reason why we're telling you this, because Thursday, Patty, is the big day.
It's $10,000, folks.
Yeah, $10,000. Think about what you could do with $10,000. So another great reason to download the KORD mobile app. Best part, doesn't cost you anything. We want you to get that money, that moolah, from the cash cow on the way. 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 102.7 KORD.
Dylan's, there you go. Dylan Marlowe, Dylan Scott, boys back home. 722, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. Sunshine, 38 degrees. Your morning commute got a gorgeous sunrise for you, Tri-City. So shout out to those that are hitting the road. Watch out for the sun in your eyes because I was driving around Tri-City yesterday afternoon.
Oh, it was kind of bad,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
So, again, drop down the blind and all that and drive careful, okay? All right, other people's problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. And we got a situation going on with Jessica. What's up with Jessica?
This could have been me, but it is Jessica. Rick and Patty, I'm mad. My husband bought me a vacuum for my birthday. What kind of gift is this? Some of my friends think it's a great gift. Others say my husband is hinting that the house isn't clean enough and I need to get to work. So whatever happened to romance and jewelry and dinners out? Buying a vacuum is neither of those. I never even asked for one. One of my friends said I should just be grateful that my husband even bought me a gift after 20 years of marriage. Is a vacuum a good birthday gift? Did my husband strike out? Am I being too hard on him? Or should he have been more romantic?
Okay.
Jessica in Richland.
Well, I think once again, you know, my wife always gets upset at me because if she asks for something, she gets it. So it's one of those things where, hey, you put on your Christmases, I'm going to get it for you. She's like, yeah, but be spontaneous, da da da. Well, my wife can be cynical too. So it's like, and she's also one of those cold fishes to where she, you don't know if she's emotional or not about something. Mm-hmm. So it's like, so if she likes something or just, you know, and then you're always like, hey, do you like that? Yeah, it's fine. She's one of those, it's fine.
Yeah.
What? How was your day?
Isn't she the one though too? Like you don't get flowers because they die.
Right. She is. So she's very practical. Yeah. She's practical.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
So, but I did learn in my very first marriage, mm-hmm. I got my my first wife, I got her a microwave at Christmas. And
yeah,
she did not fly.
That's like a house gift.
But the hilarity.
And that's like the vacuum.
Yeah, but the hilarity is she got me a filing cabinet too. So we both laughed at each other because we realized we both got each other gifts. We're like, nah, these aren't Christmas mm-hmm. gifts. So, but I will defend your husband in one way and one way only. Is it a Dyson? Right? Think about how much those dice.
I know.
Wasn't
it a rainbow or something like that too? Remember where they would actually come to your house?
Kirby.
That's it. Kirby.
Kirby's. Those were expensive. So to me, it's like, okay, if hubby got you a like $600 Dyson or a Kirby, I'm like, okay.
I don't even want that.
No, you don't. No. But I still give him a
that's a house gift.
But I still give him a pass on the cost of something like that. But yeah, if you didn't ask for the vacuum and what happened to romance and jewelry dinners out, I say you got to just have the communication over. Communication wide open on that particular situation. What do you think, Patty? Your husband still gets with it. Jeff gets whatever he wants.
I still get weird gifts like that, and I just accept it. Now, I talk about it all day long on the radio, so...
You think he would
get... You know he doesn't get the hint. He continues. Right. I guess he thinks he's paying me back.
Yeah, he's...
Because I'm putting him under, you know...
Yeah, well, he's sitting there at 7-Eleven going, oh, this beef jerky. Patty likes beef jerky. I'll get a couple things of beef jerky for her birthday. Not realizing, okay, you can get me beef
jerky. Thanks, Jeff.
But you can get Patty...
Anytime
for beef jerky. So yeah, you really want to be thoughtful about it. So Jessica, on one hand, I'm kind of torn. On the other hand, I'm like, yeah, I mean, I would say for my first wife, it's a bad gift. So 547 KORD, app chat us what you would do in the situation. So you're saying it's a no-go.
Yeah, absolutely not. Again, this could be me.
Okay, I'm kind of sort of with you on that too. We'll see what everybody else says about the situation. Or she should just be grateful she got something. I don't know.
Look, she got a new bathroom mat for her birthday.
You did.
I know.
You did. All right, Jessica, do our best to solve it for you. Other people's problems, 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Get ready, Tri-Cities. It's the Pet Overpopulation Prevention Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Come meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day, local food vendors, pet-friendly shopping, and even a pet dress-up contest where the winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Don't miss your chance to bring home your new best friend and enjoy a fun-filled day for the entire family. The Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, October 18th at McCurley Subaru, supported by McCurley Subaru, ASPCA, committed to pets, families, and our community. 737, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD, 38 degrees, sunshine. Today's high near 75. We'll take it. Got Rick and Patty with you over the next couple days. Looks absolutely gorgeous. So, Patty, we got a couple things going on today. If you didn't know it, today is National Taco Day.
I saw that.
We could talk about that, or we could talk about the fact that people are a little upset at Taylor Swift.
Why are people upset with Taylor Swift?
So, I know you didn't get a chance to go see the movie, but she did a theatrical film release. It was an 89-minute film and consisted of mostly behind-the-scenes footage and music videos.
I had a lot of friends who saw it. They loved it.
Well, apparently TikTok is reacting like, I didn't want to go to a PowerPoint presentation musical. Mm-hmm. It's actually insane that people paid $20 to see lyric videos that are free on YouTube. And one person said, I bought two tickets thinking there's no way Taylor is charging us to watch lyric videos. Tay, can I have a refund? Because I'm 100% certain I need that money more than you do.
My friends weren't like this at all.
I know. We should get our friend Amanda on the phone, who's one of the biggest Taylor Swift fans on the entire planet. I'm sure she absolutely loved it. I know my friend Michelle and her daughter Sophia, they were out at the showing for Taylor Swift.
Did they enjoy it?
Oh, they seemed perfectly happy on that. But it led me to the question, not about Taylor Swift, but have you ever felt ripped off about paying for an event that you expected to be great? And I'm going to go with you on Shania Twain for you. So you paid a lot of money to see Shania.
I did. I went to go see her. Oh, and she opened up her tour in Spokane. And she had a new album out at the time.
Right,
so it wasn't what I thought she'd do more of the hits.
Right.
She
did change up her, after that, she changed up her tour because of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think the backlash was, and that, you know.
Yeah, because I wasn't the only one. I'll be honest with you. I fell asleep. It was a long day for, and I was like, wake me up when a hit comes on.
Right, right. And apparently she got a lot of, you know, feedback about that. And so now, and it's the same thing many years ago. I remember when Madonna did an interview on one of the late night shows and says, yeah, I don't do any of the old stuff. And I went,
but that's what we like.
But I went,
right?
And I'm like, I'm not going to go see Madonna. Thanks.
We want the hits.
Right, exactly. I saw that many years ago in the Gorge with Hall & Oates. They came out and they had a new album out. And so it was like, you got to hear Maneater and maybe one other hit. And the rest was all the new album. And I'm like,
oh, man.
And they were opening for like Journey or something. But I went, man. But then years later, I saw them at Maryhill and they did all the hits.
Sure.
Because they get this.
They realized, yeah.
Oh, they get feedback. People are like, and I like it when artists joke about that. They're like, hey, I know I got a new album out. I know you guys don't want to hear the song. My new hit might, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do the new song or whatever. But those are the self-aware artists that are smart enough to know that the hits is what brought him to the party.
It's true.
You know? Yep. And it really is fascinating. And then I was watching, it was funny, I was watching an old John Mellencamp video where he was upset about an interview that he was doing. And
I like him.
He gets irate when people... He does. He does not suffer fools, does he? Not at all. And it's some old interview about they were talking politics. He goes, I didn't come here to talk politics. I want to talk about my music. And so it was interesting. And he walked out of the interview because they kept trying to get him into politics.
Yes.
And he was like, no, he's smoking a cig.
Yeah, I know.
Always got a cig in his mouth. I'm not talking politics. I just want to talk my music. So let's have some fun with you. 547-KORD. Have you ever been ripped off? Spent a ton of money.
Let us know. And you were just disappointed.
Yeah. What event was it? We want to know. Take the calls coming up next. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
More of the same over the next couple days. Loving this weather, guys. Loving this weather. Loving the fact we're giving you a chance at $1,000 on the way after 8.
That might give me, I need a new winter jacket.
Yeah, I need a new winter jacket. But
that'll be a spendy jacket. A thousand. I could get 12 jackets.
You could. And on Thursday, a chance at $10,000. So
sweet.
Lots of money. Thanks
Heck
to Moolah.
Yeah.
Thanks to Moolah on the way. Make sure you download the KORD mobile app so you can play right along with this. Well, overwhelmingly, a lot of people love that Taylor Swift's got a brand new album.
Yeah.
I'm loving the new album. Have you listened to any of the tracks?
I have. I watched her last night. She was on with Jimmy Fallon.
She was. And so many great songs off the new album. And then they did a big movie that people went and saw for $20. And then some people have been complaining on TikTok. And so we've been taking your calls. Have you ever felt ripped off after paying for an event that you expected to be great? You were talking about, as much as we love Shania Twain, her last tour.
Wasn't that great for me.
You spent a lot of money and she didn't do any of the hits. To me.
She did, but just they weren't, you know.
The worst part about going to an event and your favorite artists, and then they do only a snippet of your favorite hits.
Yeah. I wanted to hear You're Still the One.
You're Still the One.
You know?
And she did a snippet.
For like, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't do the whole song.
She did not.
He's like, what?
Well, she was like doing a medley. And like, she wanted to, you know, us to see hear her new stuff.
Right. So taking your calls, 547-KORD. What did you waste your money on? Tell us your story.
It was supposed to be live. They announced it as a live Dirty Dancing.
Okay.
And I love Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
So I got these tickets when they first came out, thinking it's going to be like the musical. Like I was going to actually get to see it live. Mm-hmm. Basically, the only thing it was, they played the movie and had a live band to play the song.
Oh, no.
We got the tickets like 7 months in advance.
Wow.
And we knew it was going to be a packed. And there was a lot of people in there really disappointed. People were like, we could have watched the movie at home. Like, what?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. I've always been kind of gun-shy about live, like Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy or any of that stuff that comes to town. I'm always like, but am I going to enjoy it? If I'm not participating, if I'm not up there doing Wheel of Fortune, am I going to enjoy being in the crowd watching a live version of that?
I wouldn't mind that.
I know that you went to Ellen DeGeneres and they had Ryan Seacrest on.
Seacrest was the guest.
Yeah, like you're in radio, so it's like, and he's in radio, so it's like, yay, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
But do you think that stuff is enjoyable to watch? Did you enjoy watching that?
I did. I had a great time.
Okay, all right.
I got a TiVo out of it. She gave a gift to everybody, and I was like, TiVo. Remember TiVo?
Oh,
what's
that? was a cool thing. Yeah. So taking more of your calls, have you ever felt ripped off after paying for an event you expected to be great? More of your stories on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
08, and always great to be with you. Sunshine for you, 39 degrees, a chance at $1,000. Coming up in just about 11 minutes. So the question, is taco a sandwich? Because today is National Taco Day. Why or why not? Taco a sandwich? I don't think it is. It's a taco.
I know. I'm like, why is that a question? A taco is a taco.
A
sandwich is like a sub sandwich. That's why you go to Subway.
So you basically got to defend yourself on why you think a taco is a sandwich. It's kind of like a hot dog. A hot dog's a hot dog. Hot dog's a hot dog.
I consider anything with bread could be a sandwich. I see a hot dog as it could be a sandwich.
All right, but because taco has a shell,
yeah,
it's not a sandwich.
Nope.
Even though it may have all the good stuff in it, it's not a sandwich. So what do you think? 547 KORD. I'm curious if you think a taco is a sandwich. Got any idea? What do you think?
I would say it is.
Okay.
If you grab one piece of bread and put like a couple pieces of meat or some peanut butter in it and you fold it in half on itself like a taco, It doesn't change the fact that you're having a peanut butter sandwich into I'm having a peanut butter taco.
All right, so let me do this. So because of the ingredients in the taco,
that's what makes it to me. No, yeah, I mean a sandwich is with bread.
Okay, sandwich is with bread. So you're shooting that down because yeah, the what is it? The shell is not. It's not. Well, it's wheat. I guess it is. 547 KORD. Is a taco? Is a taco a sandwich?
I don't think it is.
Okay,
because it's not on bread.
Ah,
see, I don't think so. Because a pita is a pita. A tortilla is a tortilla.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's a sandwich because it's not on two, I don't even know how to say it, wedged between two slices of anything. A taco is just a taco.
All right, it's tacos a taco. So there you go. I'm just curious. 547 KORD. Keep the calls coming there. You know, talking about food like that just makes me recall the fact that we are getting in shape and looking good thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss. Patty has what? I want to say 50 pounds now or close
almost
to
almost very close to 50.
This is crazy.
I'm teetering, you know.
Yeah, you're almost there.
I'm going up and down, up and down.
And all within, what, 5 months you've already lost?
Yeah, so can you believe that?
You're losing about 10 pounds a month.
I'll take it all day long. And you can, too, if you want to lose like 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two, just like Rick and I did. Rick, you're down 20-some pounds.
Yeah, I did
and
that.
And you're maintaining.
I did it in 6 weeks. I went down 20 pounds in 6 weeks, and then I went into maintenance mode. So now I'm just living my best life, and the weight has been off for months.
It's really interesting, too, because yesterday I had on a pair of jeans, and my husband goes, "Those are too big for you." And it's like, oh, maybe I can donate these to the Goodwill. Yeah,
50
you're close.
Pounds is a lot of weight.
Absolutely. And it's neat because the belt getting tighter. You know what I mean? It got put another hole in the belt.
Exactly. So you can do this too. It's very easy because we did it without what? No prepackaged meals, Patty?
Absolutely not.
No surgery, no drugs.
Absolutely
no injections,
not.
No exercise, no calorie counting, all that stuff. Give Ashley a call, right?
Absolutely. 509-410-0670, or you can visit online. It's a free consultation, tricitiesweightloss.com.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Get ready, Tri-Cities. It's the Pet Overpopulation Prevention Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Come meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day, local food vendors, pet-friendly shopping, and even a pet dress-up contest where the winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Don't miss your chance to bring home your new best friend and enjoy a fun-filled day for the entire family. The Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, October 18th at McCurley Subaru. Supported by McCurley Subaru, ASPCA. Committed to pets, families, and our community. KORD at 822. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Of course, we've got other people's problems going on right now. Before we're going to wrap this up with Jessica and Richland. You guys have been chiming in all morning long on our Facebook. And what's going on here with Jessica?
So she got her husband got her a new vacuum for her birthday, and she wants to know what kind of gift is this. She goes, is a vacuum a good birthday gift, or, you know, did he strike out? Am I being too hard on him? I believe he should have been more romantic. She goes, buying a vacuum isn't romantic. I've never even asked for one, but one of my friends said, I should just be grateful that my husband still buys me a gift after 20 years. Who's wrong here? What's up? Brian says, hopefully his birthday is coming next. Get him a fancy mop. Maybe some nice smelling cleaners to go with it.
I like that. Devlin says, did you possibly nonchalantly complain about your old vacuum? And he might have heard it. Indeed, we take notes like that sometimes. Not saying that's what's happened here, but I'm just saying that's from Devlin. You're right, Devlin. I'm with you, buddy.
Ashley says, well, a vacuum is a great present. I do understand the frustration if you didn't specifically ask for one. If my house needs something like a new vacuum or something similar, we call it the house's Christmas present. We get it on sale during the holidays, so my gift isn't something for the house.
I like what Kathy says. I have politely informed my husband that after years of receiving gifts with cords attached, it's no longer acceptable. All that means is someone has to work to enjoy the gift. Frying pans, toaster ovens, hedge trimmers, vacuums. At this point, if I need or want something with a cord attached, I'll buy it myself. And that's from Kathy.
Check out Michelle. Women complaining about their husbands to strangers are a whole different breed. And Blair says, okay, I'm good with a vacuum, but for your birthday, nah. I wouldn't be happy, and I love to vacuum. Take it back, get money, and spend it on yourself.
Courtney says, be grateful he thought of a useful gift. I agree with Devlin up there. Remember, we were talking about Devlin and the fact that did you nonchalantly say something about a vacuum?
Yeah, but check out Maureen, shaking my head. Another ungrateful wife.
Wow. Ooh,
I know. Barbie says, buy your own gift next time. I'd love to get a new vacuum. My husband passed away almost four years ago. Sorry for that. You know, she says, be grateful, lady. Some guys forget their wife's birthday.
Well, it's true. Yeah, it's true. I know. It's one of those things. I know. And again, like we talked about, but if it was a Dyson that's a $600 or a Kirby that's a $1,000,
I get
that's a good gift.
If yeah. Maybe you asked for it. Now, you didn't, but I understand.
When my wife nonchalantly says stuff, I keep track and keep notes, just like Devlin said, and I will buy her something, and when she gets it, she looks disappointed because I listen, and I'm always like, but I listened to you. I heard you say you wanted this, you know, and she's in the same boat as Jessica. Well, that's not an appropriate Christmas or birthday present or something.
I mean, unless you it really isn't. It's a house gift. That's how I feel.
All right. Well,
I mean, I'll take... Listen, I mean, if we're going to rate things, I mean, I got a bath mat and you got a vacuum.
Yeah, you'll take the vacuum.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, Patty, trust me, if we were raking husbands, yeah. Jessica, you got a good one there.
Yeah, you do.
With Jeff there. So, all right, so we did our best to solve it for you, Jessica. What do you guys think? 547-KORD, app chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know. It is other people's problems. And, man, it was kind of a mixed bag today there. Mixed bag. What do you think? Let us know, Rick and Patty.
Do you have a code?
We already gave a code.
I know. Can you give it again? Do you remember? Yeah, I mean, I'm just asking.
Really? Uh-huh. 699 is the code. 699 is the code.
I know you did.
I already gave the code.
I know you did.
All right,
but
699. The code is 699. Good luck.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.